Julie Janssen is president of Duke Energy Ohio and Duke Energy Kentucky. She says under the current timetable, construction of a new bridge over the Ohio River would not begin until 2016, and it wouldn't be finished until 2023.
We simply cannot wait 11 years for a new bridge. So to put this project into hyperdrive, Duke Energy, the Cincinnati USA Regional Chamber, the Northern Kentucky Chamber, and OKI have assembled a team focused on building the bridge faster and cheaper than currently planned. The bridge is critical to this region's ability to compete in the global marketplace because it connects us to the I-75 trade corridor, which connects us to ports from Savannah to San Jose. It also connects us to the domestic markets of hundreds of millions of Americans. It isn't just the Chinese that want to eat our lunch. It's also every city and region in our country that wants our customers and our companies.
Janssen and other leaders want construction to be underway by 2015 and finished by 2018. They're calling on area businesses to help them accomplish that goal. Local attorney Tom Gableman, who has spent years helping get the Banks development built on Cincinnati's Central Riverfront, says the key is public-private partnership. And other leaders say it's vital that everyone on both sides of the river unite around the bridge issue and work together. Kentucky Lieutenant Governor Jerry Abramson is the former mayor of Louisville. Abramson says the next step is to educate businesses and the public that the bridge project must happen as quickly as possible.
The reality is that they're going to have to not only go here in Cincinnati, but they've got to go all the way up to Dayton and up to Columbus, Ohio. They've got to go down past Northern Kentucky, down toward Georgetown in the Toyota plant, because they're moving goods and services back and forth. The reality is this entire region has got to understand the importance of opening this bridge or creating a new bridge so the goods and services and people can flow. So the economic vitality, the engine that this community is for both sides, for this region of America, continues to grow and expand.
When he was mayor of Louisville, Abramson was instrumental in working on a deal to build new bridges and interchanges to improve traffic conditions between Louisville and southern Indiana. He says experience has taught him that imposing tolls might be the only way to pay for such an expensive project between Cincinnati and Covington.
So you'll ultimately go through all the innovative ideas, and maybe you'll find something, and I hope you do. We did that, and ultimately we came down to tolls. We're the only way in this day and age that we could find you could finance this kind of project.
Abramson says the days of waiting for the federal government to pay for 80% of a major interstate infrastructure project are over. I'm Steve Hirschberg.